You're listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, I'm Samantha Brown, and you're listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show.
Time now to join one of our regular guests. She's back. She's always on the road, which is why we don't get to speak to her that much. Patrice Rapley of Travel Excursion and a monthly columnist for Offbeat Travel. Welcome back to the Travel Planners Show.
Hello, Kevin and Sue. How are you?
Another day in paradise. And you?
Good. Excellent this morning. It's cold, but, you know, that's how it's going to go for the day, I think.
Yeah, it is the end of October, and we're expecting 85 degrees in St. Louis, which is, we'll pay dearly for that, I can assure you.
Well, it's cold where she lives out in Seattle right now, but we're going to talk about the Greater Palm Springs area.
Nice area.
This was what, a special art and culture tour you went on this time in the Coachella Valley?
You got it, Sue. That's where I was last week because, well, it was really cold here. And, you know, there's no better place to go than Palm Springs when it's chilly or cold out, and it is so beautiful. I stayed at the legendary La Quinta Resort and Club in the Coachella Valley next to Indian Wells. And Kevin and Sue, it's a Waldorf Astoria resort that's been open since 1927. It's this beautiful resort that's spread across 45 acres. It's a stunning adobe brick and tile Spanish design with casitas and villas that have hosted countless TV and film stars, presidents, musicians, and sports figures.
Yeah, Palm Springs has just been a who's who of anybody that's anybody for years.
It has. You know, I think originally why that is and why a lot of these stars came down to Palm Springs originally was because when stars signed contracts with the major studios, they had to be within a two-hour drive of the studio. So Palm Springs sort of became this hot spot. And today, it's not just the people who go down there that are retired or movie stars. Today, it's everybody. In fact, the millennials are really starting to flock down for the arts and culture. And La Quinta is another place for not only people to come and relax, but you get a lot of people that are into sports. They've got, Kevin, 5 golf courses. And PGA go down there. I think they have about 30 tennis courts, a gorgeous spa. And, you know, Greta Garbo used to have a house at the resort, and Frank Capra had a suite. And that's where he wrote It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, wow.
And Interesting little bits of trivia.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess he was having a wonderful life there in Greater Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah. Against the beautiful backset of the mountains there. And also, they have the most wonderful chef in their Morgan's restaurant, Jimmy Schmidt. Kevin, you would love this guy. He prepares amazing farm-to-table cuisine, and he's a major proponent of the sustainable food movement.
Excellent, yeah. Yeah, the stories that come out of Palm Springs, and I am going to paraphrase this because I'm not quite sure exactly, but I think it was John Wayne and Frank Sinatra had a duel in the middle of Main Street one drunken evening or something. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on about all of these famous people that you know that were just letting their hair down and having a good time.
Did you visit any other resorts?
We did. Our tour went to the beautiful, chic Parker Palm Springs, and we had breakfast in their enormous restaurants. Oh, this was just fabulous. I mean, if you're into gourmet breakfast, this is the place to go. Now, of course,
pack your bag.
Kevin, come on, let's go.
Biscuits and gravy?
Well, no, I had their classic eggs Benedict, and also, I was kind of like hungry that day, so I had their crispy Belgian waffle. I can talk today, can I, kids? They're crispy Belgian waffle topped with fresh fruit and Devonshire cream. And not only did we have a beautiful breakfast there, but this gorgeous hotel is pure luxury. And it was designed by Jonathan Adler as a mid-century happy chic. And believe it or not, here we go again, name dropping. This property was once the Singing Cowboy Gene Autry's Melody Ranch.
Oh, Oh.
Didn't know that.
Is Nellie Bell still there?
Pardon me?
Preserved, maybe.
No, that, Nellie Bell was a Jeep.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it
Trigger was a...
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful place, has a gorgeous spa. And I really did like their styling. It's sort of a takeoff of mid-century modern, but it's a component mix, and it is really luxury for those people who want to dress to the nines and just go all out. It's a beautiful place and a great place to relax.
Well, you went for the art and the culture. So did you see any art wall murals while you were there?
Yes. Our first stop was to visit the city of Coachella, where we met with resident artist Armando Lerma, who took us on a walking tour of the city's wall murals. The city's undergoing a beautification process right now, and it includes the wall murals as well as a new library and park that are going on. But murals by L.A. artist El Mac, who's very famous, as well as Armando, have done murals as and I think about 20 other artists throughout the city, and this will be ongoing. And they're very interesting to walk through and see the first and second series. That the second series, I believe, is relating to women and culture and that area. It was absolutely fascinating to walk through this city. Then we followed up going to Indio, where we saw historical wall murals. They have a charming downtown area, and these murals reflected sort of a 50s era, one of them at least reflected a 50s era of the downtown. That was wonderful.
Did you get to the museums or anything like that as well in that area?
We did. We went to several museums. We went to the Palm Springs Art Museum and had a tour with renowned artist Patrick Blythe. We also went to Patrick's studio that's part of the Coachella Valley Art Center. This center is in Indio, and this is where art that's not done anywhere else in the valley takes place. So you have people who work in glass, bronze, stonework, jewelry, metal, and they have a very low rent. So a lot of artists come here, and people can go there and take a tour and even purchase pieces. We also went to the Architectural and Design Center to see an exhibit on Meta Modern.
Well, you went to a total of what, 9 cities, and then just went and visited all these different wonderful art museums and murals. That sounds like a fun trip for you.
It was. We did a lot of art for galleries, and we went to El Paseo, this street that's sort of like the equivalent of Rodeo Drive, and we visited several, like Jay Willett, who had some Seattle artists that were fantastic. I think one of the things that people will really enjoy, if they have the time when they go to Palm Springs, is to take up and find these museums, find these galleries.
On that thought, let's hold that. We need to take a break and come back. I want to find out about Sunny Lands and Desert X. I don't know. Is that like the bunny ranch that Michelle
went to? No, Kevin.
Okay, never mind then. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
And our guest is Patrice Rapley. We'll be back in a moment live on the Gab Radio Network.